Right now, the city of Izumo in Japan is celebrating a noodle. It's holding its annual soba festival in honor of the thin Japanese noodle made from buckwheat. It can be served hot or cold, straight or garnished, and it's very healthy. But trying to make the noodle here in the U.S. is tough. The main ingredient is hard to find, even though buckwheat, which is not a type of wheat, was once popular in America. In fact, it has a connection to our founding fathers, as we hear in this report from Davey Kim.
Meet Sonoko Sakai.
Hi, my name is Sonoko Sakai, and I make soba noodles.
Although Sakai grew up in Kamakura, Tokyo, a region known for its soba making, her family didn't really make soba noodles.
They all worked with flour, but it was making pasta and making pies and lasagna.
But Sakai also fondly remembers slurping the tasty noodles with her grandmother. Now fast forward from Sakai's childhood. She moves to the U.S., becomes a successful film distributor, and after 2 decades, she felt it was the right time to try something new. So in 2010, memories of slurping soba with her grandmother took her back to Japan, where she learned to make the noodles under soba masters. Then Sakai returned to the U.S., determined to make a hearty bowl of soba, but
I was very naive to think that I could just go to Japan, learn how to make soba noodles, come back and start making soba. When I came back and tested some of the flour that you could buy at the market, none of them made soba. There's just not soba grade.
The buckwheat flour in America made soba noodles that lacked taste, chewiness, and most importantly, nodogoshi.
It's the feeling, the sensation that you feel as the first strands of noodles are going through your throat. It's a sensational, this feeling that Japanese people love to experience.
So Sakai did some research. Where could she find the high-quality buckwheat, the kind that she used in Japan, to make the best soba? She found her answer in Washington.
I called the Chamber of Commerce in Washington State and found out where buckwheat is grown. And I actually went to visit some farmers and realized that almost 60% of the buckwheat that's grown in Washington State's, and that's in the millions of tons, is imported directly to Japan.
And the buckwheat that stays in the U.S. is only used as fertilizer. It also turns out that not only does Washington State supply buckwheat to Japan, buckwheat actually has a deep connection to another Washington, George.
Our founding fathers of our nation, Thomas Jefferson and George Washington, were the first people actually to plant buckwheat. They had fields of buckwheat. And if you go back to some old songs like the Stephen Foster, Oh, Susanna, the girl is eating buckwheat cake.
The buckwheat cake was in her mouth, the tear was in her eye.
Buckwheat used to be a very nourishing food that our ancestors ate in the early days, but something happened. When industrialization happened and people started eating industrial wheat. And all those beautiful ancient grains, including buckwheat, sort of got lost.
Now more than 2 centuries later, Sakai is helping Americans rediscover their own presidential crop by teaching soba workshops all over the U.S.
One of my soba teachers said that you should sing the blues and go with the rhythm of the blues, because that's how slow the stone mill should be when you're milling. Because if you turn the mill too fast, you are creating heat and drying up the flour. So you don't want to do that. You know, I've seen some really bizarre combinations. soba salad combinations.
Sakai says a true soba connoisseur would eat the noodles straight, maybe with a light garnish, but not American style, like in a salad with meat, veggies, and olive oil. But Sakai isn't criticizing anymore because, well,
I actually sometimes enjoy a soba salad.
After all, it's not one, but 2 histories and cuisines that are tied together by a strand of soba noodle. For The World, I'm Davey Kim.
DIY, we've got a step-by-step look at making soba noodles in pictures and video at PRI.org. This is PRI.